Chuck Gormley once again joins us as we go around the NHL. Chuck, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, in Washington, of course, they're very excited because the Americans are into the they beat the Russians. It had to be a tough one because you have a ton of Capitals fans and their best player is on the Russian team. What did you think of Ovechkin's performance for the Russians in the entire tournament?
I thought it was average. I mean, it's not what you know, so much expectation were placed on Alex Ovechkin. I mean, going all the way back to September, he's carrying the torch in Greece. He kind of knew going into that tournament that they'd be all over him. Every opponent would double team him. He wouldn't get a whole lot of looks backdoor. But saying all that, he came up short. I mean, he scored a goal 77 seconds into the tournament and then went another 300 and some minutes without one. So I didn't like a lot of the way the Russians played. I didn't like the way they ran their power play. There's just so many things that went wrong with that team. And, you know, we talked to Adam Oates about that today, and Adam Oates is a big advocate of north-south play. And I think he knew in the back of his mind that Alex Ovechkin would be placed in a difficult situation playing an east-west game with east-west players, and it just kind of fell apart. And I think Oates saw that, and anybody who had a feeling of how the Russians would play saw that play out. In fact, I thought their best game was against the Americans.
Yeah, where it's more of a North American style, right? And that's kind of where they have to play up and down, and they're successful. Let's focus on Washington because they are in one hell of a dogfight in the Eastern Conference heading into the final stretch when we get back from the Olympics. Currently sitting with 63 points. And if I said, wow, geez, Washington is, they're in – what are they sitting in? 11th place, but they're really only 1 point out of the playoffs, Chuck. Looking at their schedule and everything else, when you combine Detroit, Columbus, and Ottawa, does Washington have an advantage in your mind, or are they going to have to play well and need some help to make the playoffs?
They're going to need some help. I think they're at a disadvantage. Their March is a killer month. They play Boston 3 times. They play Philly twice. They play Pittsburgh twice. They have a West Coast trip where they play L.A., San Jose. So this team really needs some. I don't want to say a miracle because they're only a point out, but they're going to have to play probably 7-8 games over 500 to get in, and they haven't done that leading into the Olympic break. So they're really going to have to get a lot out of all their players. They had 5 Olympians go away to Russia, and they're going to have all those guys come back playing at a high level.
Do you see them being active at the deadline?
That's a great question. I actually think that they're going to try to sign Evgeny Kuznetsov and have him come back from Russia, a first-round pick that they've been waiting for years to finally get here. I think we'll see him in a Capitals uniform within a couple of weeks. And they need a defenseman. I think if they're willing to part with a draft pick or two, maybe a prospect in their organization, they might go after a number 4 defenseman that they can play with Mike Green. I know Ladislav Smead is catching a lot of attention, and I think that would be a guy that they would have on their radar.
Interesting. Oiler fans would be. What do you think they would give up for a guy like Smead?
Well, I guess it depends on how close they think they are. I mean, this team, because Alex Ovechkin is on it, needs to think Stanley Cup every year. And they need to get it into the playoffs to do that. So that's a good question. They have some prospects that they like. Andrei Barakovsky's one. But they're probably a little tentative to make a deal because of what happened last year. You know, they trade for Marty Erat, and he never panned out. I mean, that's the guy that they gave up a lot for. And he never panned out. So I think George McPhee might be a little hesitant to make a big move at the deadline.
You talked about Kuznetsov, and a lot of people speculating the reason he didn't make the Olympic team was because he had made his intentions known he was coming back and would go to North America. Where would you see him fitting in? Have you talked to Adam Oates at all about the possibility of where he would slot in that roster?
Coates is hesitant to talk about it because he's not sure he's going to get him. But I would think that he'd play on the top line as a left wing. Because they've got Backstrom in the center at center, and they've got Ovechkin on the right side. I wouldn't be surprised if Kuznetsov came in. They just tried him on the top line. Of course, you just might as well throw defense out the window with that combination. But they've been kind of trying a couple different guys on that top line all season long. They had Marcus Johansson there for a while. Marty Erat was there before the Olympic break. So yeah, that's where I put him. I mean, hey, if you're going to get a guy like that, you might as well see what he can do with the best players.
Chuck Gormley joins us from Washington. The Capitals, you know, there's been a lot of people talking about, you know, their style of play. And, you know, Alexander Ovechkin doesn't play in the last 2 minutes and he's not reliable enough. Chuck, his game has really evolved. He's definitely found his offensive side again under Adam Oates. People criticize him maybe for his lack of back-checking on certain highlights. You see every game. How would you assess Ovechkin's overall game at this point?
Well, he scores goals. I mean, I don't know what his minus number is, right? I think he's a minus 17 or something like that. So he's definitely on the ice for a lot of goals against. He can play better defensively. There's no question about it. And I agree with a lot of people who feel that the Capitals will never win a Stanley Cup unless Alex Ovechkin starts playing better defense. But that said, I mean, how much defense did Brett Hull play? How much defense does Patrick Kane play? So I think it's okay to have a player who is offensive-minded like him, and their power play is incredible with him there. But my biggest concern is that in the playoffs, are the Capitals going to get the calls, and are they going to have as many power plays as they've had in the regular season? And I think that there are coaches out there who know how to shut down Alex Ovechkin, and that would be the biggest concern heading into a playoff series, is that John Tortorella was able to do it two straight years with the Rangers. You know, is there a coach out there, maybe Dan Bylsma, if the Capitals happen to play the Penguins in the first round, which could happen. You know, there are enough coaches out there that know how to play Alex Ovechkin and play him tight.
Their third-line guys, Chimera and Ward, have all had very good seasons. There's, I think, Washington plays, I want to say they play seven games between the deadline. And, you know, in seven games, a lot can happen, and maybe they could find themselves 6 points out. If they suddenly are out of the playoffs, Chuck, do you see them at all potentially selling off guys? And if so, who do you think would be the ones most likely to go?
That's a great question. I think if they're out, Mike Green would be a guy that, A, could really help somebody who needs help on the power play. And I think it would send a message that we're going to trade one of our core guys and start fresh. To me, he would be the biggest name out there. Their goaltending, you know, Michael Neuberth has asked to be traded. I could see that happening because Philip Grubauer played so well when he was here. So I could see them maybe moving Neuberth if a team is interested in some more depth in net. Marty Erat obviously has wanted to be traded. I could see him helping a team. But those are the three guys. I mean, if they trade Mike Green, that's really sending a message to the rest of the locker room.
Chuck Gormley joins us. Chuck, a few other quick ones for you. As always, I appreciate your time. How much does Brooks Like have left? If I look at his numbers this season, only 9 points in 44 games, it doesn't look good. He's playing over 17 minutes a night. Is he just struggling offensively, or is he a guy who's starting to show some wear and tear?
Well, he's had some groin injuries. He missed so much time last year with the groin injuries, so I think he only played 9 games last year. And he fought it. He fought it earlier this year. He tried to come back. You could see that his stride wasn't the way he wanted it to be. Was pretty effective on the penalty kill, but offensively, he's just not producing. And he would probably be the first to tell you that he wasn't right physically until maybe just before the break. So
okay.
I think the break will help him. And I still see him as a player. He has to stay healthy, and that's a big concern. When you have those groin injuries and they become recurring, That's a real red flag for any team.
Chuck, as always, I appreciate catching up with you. Enjoy the Olympics. Should be a great rivalry, Canada and the U.S. on Friday.
Looking forward to it.